No, that was fun. We should host more often. God, no, I can't believe we're finally gonna get to fight this guy next time. I'm so excited to try out my new spell. Well, I haven't gotten to use it since we leveled up. All this build up and no encounter yet. I know, I feel like I'm all worked up with nowhere to go. Oh, yeah, you know where we can go. It's like that, huh? You were just waiting for everyone to leave, huh? Feels like you're up for an encounter. Should we roll for initiative? You know what? Actually, let's do it. I have an idea. No, you'll see. Well, it'll depend on what you roll. Yes, I'm the boss, and you have to get past me. Okay, yeah, ready? Oh, okay. So you have to conquer me. How do you do Ballsy, okay. Okay, roll a dex save for me. A three? Yikes. Come with me. All right, take off your clothes. Dude, you rolled a three. You're getting stripped down and tied up. Who are you messing with? Me, obviously. You should have known. All right, lay down on the bed, arms together, above your head, legs apart. Okay. Your brazen attempt to unknowingly capture the Queen of Ropes has taken quite an unexpected turn for you. But not for her. She knew the moment she saw you that you would be hers. When you lunged toward her, she easily knocked you out, threw you over her shoulder, and carried you back to her manor. You come to on your back, naked, tied to a luxurious four-poster bed. You look around your lush yet minimalistic surroundings, and you see one wall covered entirely in strands of rope in every color and texture. Another wall has all manner of torture devices, some looking much more used than others, but all well cared for. The other wall, visible to you, is mostly taken up by a huge window. No blinds or curtains to obscure the view of the moon, lighting the only thing you can make out from this angle, which seems to be the top of a large tree. The only other furniture is a chair, which on further inspection has no seat, and rings for, well, you assume rope, as that's what's binding you. It's tight and slightly itchy, the color of fine red wine. You have rope of a much softer texture covering your mouth, but your eyes are uncovered as she looks up to meet your gaze. Ah, my brave adventurer awakens. Welcome to the bed of the Queen of Ropes. I've been watching you for some time as you've prepared for battle. You've shown great nobility thus far, so I'm willing to forgive your brash action toward me. However, it has led me to taking precautions. Okay, make a fist. Feel normal? All right, move your feet. Okay, good. right, do that periodically and let me know if I need to adjust anything. I'm not going to gag you, but she has you bound and gagged. So I'm going to take each of our D20s and they'll be disadvantage for you and advantage for me. Don't talk unless I ask you a question. Ready? She caresses your shin just above your bound ankle as you finally take in her appearance. She's taller than you first thought, and you idly wonder how she carried you what looks from the window 2 to 3 flights of stairs. Her dark hair is pulled back from her face, but cascades over her shoulders and just brushes the top of a rich burgundy corset that matches both the ropes that she's used and the color of her eyes. You get a glimpse of bronze skin between her lace panties and her thigh highs as your eyes trail down her body toward her stocking feet. You drag your eyes back up over her curves and you look at her face once more and find that she is examining your body with a greedy pride, claiming you with her gaze. You're slightly frightened by the ferocity in which this unknown woman is examining your naked body, yet you're more enthralled at the thought of what someone claiming to be the Queen of Ropes could do to you. Her fingertips are trailing lightly over you as she looks up at your face. It is surreal to finally touch your skin after dreaming about it for so long. The tautness over your muscled limbs contrasted with the delicate feel when I press into your throat. The smooth canvas of your skin, I long to see it marked with my ropes. Your eyes betray some fear as your cock betrays your arousal. She smirks as you twitch, and her hand is suddenly around the base of your cock. Oh yes, my brave adventurer. I have also thought of all the ways I could make this mine as well. I have ensnared many a would-be hero. Some perform admirably, some break easier than I would like, and some prove to be perfectly suited to my ropes and my tastes. With every word, she has inched her face closer to your skin, almost seeming to smell your thighs before her final word, she indeed tastes your cock. Taking her tongue and lightly swirling it around the head, her eyes locked on yours while she lightly moves her lips and tongue over first your head and then the whole length of your cock. You realize as her eyes drift down that she is purely doing this for her own enjoyment, never lingering in one place long enough to satisfy. It's as if her goal is to taste every bit of your cock, so to claim it. Once she has methodically tasted you, she rises and gives you an appraising look. What? I can't reach to roll while your cock is in my mouth. You were rolling a charisma check to see if she was going to add more rope or take some off. Hush, or I'll retroactively raise the DC. I can do what I want. I have you tied to our bed. You know, just for that, your hands are staying put. Maybe that'll teach you to listen to your queen. Okay, now listen, or it'll be my evil alter ego punishing you instead. One of my basest cravings and most skillfully honed talents is causing an articulate and composed hero to devolve into a puddle of desire and primal lust, tearing noises from your throat that you didn't know you could make. She runs a black fingernail along your collarbone, up the front of your neck to take your chin in her strong fingers. That is my desire, and you are my latest prize. I wish to hear you now, hero. Not your words, unless they are yes, my queen, or please, or thank you, my queen. She doesn't ask you for your agreement as she stares into your eyes with a steady weight, both a threat and a respite. You try to project calm, though behind that facade you are starting to fully realize that there is no escape. The ropes too expertly bound, no way to fight or charm your way out of whatever it is she has planned. And with the number of ruthless tools and sheer amount of rope, you resign yourself to trying to play along as long as you can, and hope that you don't break too easily. This all flashes through your mind as she unties your mouth. Even though the rope was soft, you can feel a not unpleasant tingle, almost an itch, where it is now loosening and falling away from your skin. She caresses your face and smiles as her thumb rubs against your lips. You wear my ropes so well already. Your lips lined and flushed with the first of many rope kisses. You freeze as she bends down to kiss your lips. You hold your breath, mouth slightly parted, as she gives you a soft kiss on the lips. Her hand slides around, and you feel the prickle of her fingernails on the back of your neck and sliding up against your scalp, tingling slightly. You try to suppress a flinch, but she backs away with a smirk and runs her fingernails along your shoulders. She gives you a measuring look as she scratches her nails down your torso. Not hard enough to break the skin, but you feel the sting as her fingertips rasp across your body. You hiss as she digs into your hip, and in the next glance up, you see a glint in her eye, like that of a cat playing with a mouse. As she runs her nails down the outsides of your thighs, she positions herself to be looking up at you from in between your legs. The grace of her movements combined with her strength and the strange color of her eyes, and you're almost sure that she's not as human as you first thought when you sought to clumsily overpower her. Oh yes, hero, I think you're going to make me quite happy. Just lay back and embrace the feel of rope on skin. Surrender to your helplessness and submit to your queen. Let me hear you unravel. You instinctively struggle against her, even though it's almost immediately evident that she wasn't bluffing about her prowess. Any struggling from the waist down seems only to amuse her as she alternates teasing and swallowing your cock. You realize that the less you resist, the more she takes you into her throat, and the more you struggle, the more she uses her tongue to make you squirm. Her hands are keeping your hips surprisingly still, and she's enjoying the whole process, as if she's just testing you. You have been too afraid to speak, but you're clearly losing this fight. With all the blood flowing away from your brain it's difficult to keep finding reasons to keep fighting. As if sensing your surrender, she picks up her pace and begins edging you. And as you lose your composure, as she predicted, she makes delighted noises on and around your cock. Your sounds become more frantic until finally a please is torn from your lips, as if you don't remember forming the word until you heard it echoing back to you amidst the other noises you hardly recognize as being your own. She stops and then lazily but firmly strokes the entire length of your cock as she taunts you, as if casually holding you off of a ledge. Do you not see? Everything has come to pass as I have said. Do you not believe that I could get anything and everything I want from you? From any man. Yet after watching you for so long, I have chosen you. Tell me that I'm your queen, and I will make you mine. As you gasp and pant, long since knowing how to identify the emotions swirling inside under the sensations you're feeling, you again feel a ragged, yes, escape from the chaos in your mind. Yes, what? Who am I? Say it again. That's right. I am your queen. And you are mine, brave one. She lets you settle momentarily as your muscles relaxed after her approval without you even realizing. Then she gradually picks up the pace as she says, 12, in a commanding tone. At 11, she starts twisting her hand, and by 10, you realize she's counting you down. Some small part of your brain shouts to resist, but as she passes 9 and her other hand cups your balls, you realize that you're barely going to make it to 1. What happens if you don't? 8. She grazes her thumbnail lightly along the underside of your head and you lose your train of thought. 7. 6. Stay with me, hero. 5. You're going to cover yourself in your seed. 4. Because I want to see the fruits of my labor. 3. 2. 1. Come for me, now. She keeps stroking as you explode, and you feel hot splashes of cum hit your chest, stomach, shoulder, more than you thought possible as she milks it out of you. Thrashing and trembling, you're finally thankful for the ropes holding you steady while she plays with your sensitive cock. I knew you wouldn't disappoint me. You both performed impeccably. Oh, the sights and sounds and tastes were exquisite. But what do you say to your queen for giving you such pleasure? And well, you should be thankful. But rest now. Close your eyes and luxuriate in my bed, and I'll untie you when I can be sure you'll be loyal to me, my adventurer. That was fun. You okay, baby? Yeah, stick with me until I can get this rope off and get you cleaned up. And then you can fall asleep. Fuck, you came so hard. Fuck, that was so fucking hot. It's okay, baby. I'd be surprised if you could talk at all after that. Just hold on. Oh, let me get this off of you. Ooh, rope kisses is right. Oh my god. Feel okay? Oh yeah, almost, baby. I'm gonna get you some water. Okay. Yeah, here you go. Sneak in behind you here, and I'll clean up this mess off your chest and stomach. Wow. Okay, cuddle in. You okay? You're still breathing a little hard. Yeah, that was Constitution. Yo. Oh, yeah, that's where I got the 12. Well, if they were both over 15, then it would have been a denial. Yeah, because your constitution would have been so high. Yeah, you would have been able to hold back. Yeah, no, you were a goner. Well, next time you can be the big body of a guy, okay?